Good morning, everyone. My name is Caitlin Ord. I'm a graduate student at the University of New Hampshire, where I work with Becky Seidman. Today, I'll be presenting some preliminary data from a collaborative project we're working on with Kathy Demchek and her team at Penn State. And we're looking at the effects of low tunnels on day-neutral strawberry production in the northeastern U.S. So I just want to start out by providing a little bit of context for our work. In northern New England, our strawberry production season is very brief, lasting only about 4 to 6 weeks each year. And this is due primarily to the adoption of widespread adoption of short day or June-bearing cultivars. Also popular in our region is the matted row production system. We haven't seen as much adoption of the plastic mulch. And this combination of short day varieties and the matted row system is affordable for growers. It's a reliable system, but it's also relatively low yielding, with our growers reporting just over 5,000 pounds per acre. And it really fails to meet consumer demand for regionally produced berries beyond this brief 4 to 6 week period. So actually, in New Hampshire at least, it's quite common to find Canadian berries in grocery stores and farmers markets throughout the entire summer and fall months. And as you can see, growers or owners of retail establishments can get a pretty penny for these strawberries, with them selling about $7 or $8 per quart. So day-neutral varieties have been more widely adopted in Canada as well as in other regions of the U.S. and world, but they will grow in northern New England and will produce fruit for a minimum of about 4 months each year, and longer if you're able to plant even earlier in the spring. And yields really vary by location and cultivar, but we see a range of about 12,000 to 20 or 30,000 pounds per acre, with 20,000 pounds per acre really being the standard for a well-managed system. Recent work combining day-neutral varieties with low-tunnel cover, which I'm showing in this picture, has found that we can further increase those yields. We can also improve berry size. We can suppress runner production, which is desired in this system. And because of the barrier excluding precipitation, we can improve the marketable fruit by decreasing disease pressure and fruit rot. And another advantage to low tunnels is the further season extension benefits. So while day neutrals can help us extend to maybe 4 months, we can push that season even a little bit longer or later in the fall months. And earlier in the spring. And this picture comes from Marvin Pritz at Cornell, where they've been successfully producing berries into the late fall months, even with a little bit of snow on the ground, which is pretty impressive for our region. So the objective of our study in New Hampshire and Pennsylvania was to look at the effect of different mulch types and low tunnel cover materials on day neutral production. Our project is just one component of a much larger multi-state project called Tunnelberries, which is looking at the role that protected culture of high tunnels and low tunnels can play in supporting berry production in colder climates like ours. So experiments are being conducted in Durham, New Hampshire at the University of New Hampshire, and then Rock Springs, Pennsylvania at Penn State. We're looking at three different mulches: black plastic, white on black plastic, and a bare ground unmulched treatment. They're all raised beds with one line of drip irrigation. And then we're looking at five different low tunnel cover treatments. Four of these are 6 mil thick plastic. Two, the first two on the list here, Cool Light Plus and an experimental UVB, not only block UV light, but they're also reducing infrared light as well. And then we have two more transparent plastics, Tough Light 4 and an experimental UVT. And then our last cover treatment is a control of no low tunnel, basically just open field production of the day neutrals. For this experiment, we're only using one variety, and that is Albion. And that's because other experiments have had luck with that variety in our region, and it also has a very high eating quality, which is important. And our experiment is a replicated split plot design. We have four complete blocks with mulch as our main plot and cover as our subplot. So in 2016, we planted dormant bare-rooted plants as early in the spring as we could. In New Hampshire, this was the first week of May, and in Pennsylvania, this was the third week of May. And this is a picture of a portion of our New Hampshire experiment from last year. You can see our three mulch treatments. And then this is the Pennsylvania experiment. So some basic overarching results from 2016. We harvested for 19 consecutive weeks in New Hampshire, and this ran from mid-July until the week of Thanksgiving. In Pennsylvania, we harvested for 15 weeks. Our yield in New Hampshire reached about 10,000 pounds per acre average, and in Pennsylvania, we were just under 6,000 pounds per acre. When we look at the percent marketable yield, we found that regardless of low tunnel plastic, we were able to increase the percent marketable yield under low tunnels versus open field production. So on this graph, I have our five cover treatments on the x-axis. New Hampshire is in light blue, Pennsylvania is in dark blue. They were analyzed separately. I just have them grouped for the sake of this presentation. And we can see that we got about 40% marketable yield from the uncovered plots, and this was increased to about 60% once we covered them with low tunnels. In New Hampshire, we saw a little bit less of an increase. It ranged from about 11 to 14% by including low tunnels. And I think that this picture demonstrates what we were seeing quite well. The fruit on the left came from under a low tunnel plot, and the fruit on the right was from an uncovered plot. I took this after a night of rain in August of last year. And it's pretty typical of what we were seeing in terms of water damage on the fruit after we had precipitation. Okay, so switching now to marketable yield in terms of grams per plant, so not the portion of marketable fruit, but the actual weight of that marketable fruit. In Pennsylvania, we found that, again, under low tunnels, we had higher marketable yields than the uncovered plots. So we saw about 200 to 240 grams per plant total versus 113. And in New Hampshire, we didn't see this primarily because our uncovered plots, or the plots without low tunnels, had really high total yields. So while the proportion of marketable fruit was still quite low, it still weighed enough to be comparable to our other low tunnel treatments. So that was not significantly different from the covered plots. We did, however, see a difference between our two transparent plastics with the experimental UVT producing more total fruit per plant. And so switching now to the effect of mulch treatment on total marketable yield. In Pennsylvania, they found that both plastic mulches, white and black, produced higher yields than the bare ground mulch treatment. We saw a similar trend in New Hampshire, but it was not significantly different. And I should just mention that we did not have a cover mulch treatment interaction at either location for our cumulative yield. So another thing that we're looking at is runner production. And the reason that we're interested in this is because runner removal is a key component of the plastic culture system, and it's also very time-consuming and costly for growers. Also coming from our region where the matted row system has been dominant for so long, people really aren't accustomed to removing runners, and sometimes it gets put aside on the very diversified farms in our region. So any materials that may be able to help us decrease the need for this would certainly be useful. And what we found was that on our black plastic mulch treatment without any low tunnel cover, we saw about double the runners per plant, at 10 runners per plant by the end of the season, than any of the other cover or mulch treatment combinations. And this is significant because in New Hampshire, at least, black plastic is kind of the standard plastic that's used for vegetable production. And when we start talking to growers about maybe trying a plastic culture system for their strawberries, a lot of times it's just assumed that they would use plastic mulch. And obviously, they could be creating more work for themselves. So we are measuring this again this year, and we'll be interested in our results. So I just want to end off by providing a little update on 2017. We are replicating the same experiment again in both locations. And this is a graph of our cumulative yield at weekly intervals for 2016 versus 2017 in New Hampshire. And as we can see, we're about 80 grams per plant ahead of where we were last year at this time. As of last week, we had picked about 260 grams per plant, whereas last year we only reached 350 by the end of the season. So we're really interested in how this is going to pan out. One reason for our lower yields last year may have been that we had some problems with white soil grubs, particularly oriental beetle, which is becoming more of a problem in the Northeast for strawberry production. And we didn't catch it until too late in the season to really manage it. So this year we really were aware of the problem. We're looking for the adults flying around, laying their eggs. And when we saw them, we treated with imidacloprid early August. And I'm not sure that that's the only reason we're seeing higher yields, but I think it definitely contributed to improved plant health. So just in conclusion, based on our preliminary findings from 2016, it appears that low tunnels can definitely increase the percent marketable yield by about 10 to 20%. Unmulched beds may produce lower marketable yields. Runner production can be managed or reduced by either incorporating a low tunnel over plants or by using white plastic or no plastic at all. And at least, or especially in New Hampshire, Albion seems very suited to our climate. It allowed us to triple the length of our production season. We doubled the yields over what growers report with the short day varieties. And in general, we really feel that there's tremendous potential for day-neutral production in the Northeast, not only for the season extension benefits and increased yields, but just to help our diversified farms provide fruit for a longer period of the of their growing season. And that's all I have. So in a system, in a plastic mulch system, it is not desired because the plants are putting energy into runner development instead of flowers and fruit. And so we it's recommended that runners are removed periodically, usually at least once a month or so. In the matted row system with the straw, it is desired because then you root those runners and they become the next year's crop. Last year was a really hot, dry year in New Hampshire. We experienced a severe drought, and I think that those uncovered plots on black plastic just were under a lot of stress, not only heat, but light, and that probably contributed to the runner production.
What was your strategy for pollination?
So yeah, I didn't really get into low tunnel management. We left them fully vented the entire season and only lowered the sides. We lowered them mid-October in New Hampshire and at the end of October in Pennsylvania. Even with the sides fully vented, rain really doesn't come in from the side unless you have like a very strong storm. So we didn't need to worry about pollination because we have a lot of natural pollinators in our research farm. Yes, Luke. Yeah, good question. The cost of a low tunnel system is about $20,000 per acre. But given that you can get about, you know, conservatively 15 or 20,000 pounds per acre, most of our growers are direct market sales. They're getting, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 per pound. I think it's definitely worthwhile. I mean, theoretically, you could potentially make, you know, $50 or $80,000 per acre. So, or gross, 50 or 80. So. Yep.